Today's daf is daf Chof Vav in Mesechet Sanhedrin, third perek is Zeborer. We're up to the fourth line at the end. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Batachilayu Korinotan Osfei Shvi'it. Very strange parenthetical comment that appears to be in the Mishnah, where it says, Socharei Shvi'it Arasur, and all of a sudden comes along Rabbi Shimon to say, well, you know, they weren't always known as Socharei Shvi'it. They used to be called Osfei Shvi'it, and then Mishir Abu Anasim. So then, Chazur Likrot, the previous Osfim, Soharim. What in the world? First of all, who cares? What is the implications? My comma. Rav Yehuda off the comma. But the Chila hayu omrim, Osfei Shvi'it Kisherim, Soharim are Pesulim. They used to say that people that take more than they're Lechatchila allowed to take, as long as they would be able to finish it up on their own without selling it, before the Zman of Biur, so we give them the benefit of the doubt that they're not collecting it to do sechora, and they just want to make sure they have enough, which is not really a serious violation. I mean, the chatchila, we tell them take less, but lamaisa would be okay. But afterwards, misharabu mamtzei ma'ot la'aniyim, and what people used to do is they said, look, the shmita is meant for the aniyim, right? So let's give money to the aniyim, have the aniyim collect the perot shviyas for us, and then we'll turn around and sell them. Now that already is over on the Isser Lo'okhla. We darshan Lo'okhla v'lo l'schora. So that what he's saying is, B'tchila, what we used to say was, the ones that are currently, we're calling, Socharei Shvi'it, we assumed they were Osfei Shvi'it. But there's so many people now that are Osek to do this and pretend to be Osfei Shvi'it. What they're really doing is collecting it for schora. So that now, we chozu lomar, we changed it to assume that that's the standard. People are taking too much. It's because they're really so hari. I mean, I don't understand. You call people who pay aniyim anasim? It says bisharabua anasim. It's not called anasim. I mean, you could say that they're making use of the vulnerability of the aniyim. It's a little bit exaggerated to call them anasim. You should say Misharabua Tagarim would have been a reasonable way to say it. It's difficult to believe that this is the pshat. Ela, we suggest the following understanding in Reb Yehuda. But Chila, you only psulim. I would take the opposite approach. That initially, people that would take more than is a chila, what you're meant to take in Shemitah, are possible. And we always assume the worst, that there's no coming. Misharabuha Anasim. But then, when the people that forced, and that, what is that referring to? That is referring to government taxes, arnona. So what the melech used to do is they would define how much a field is meant to produce a year. And, you know, it's your problem, Buster, if you don't want to plant your field, but you're going to be paying full taxes on that field. So a guy's got a farm, he's got to pay $100,000 in taxes, he's not producing any grain, he'll be completely ruined. So then they called the ones that were originally they called them pasul, they turned around because of the anasim, and they made them kosher. That's the pshat. So b'tchila yomrim echadzeh v'echadzeh pisulim, misharabu anasim, umayniu arnona. And that led to, as we saw, k'demachriz Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai was machriz to the farmers of his area, poku v'ziru b'shvi'it, go out, and work the fields during Shemitah. This is referring, of course, to Shemitah's Mizman Hazeh, which is really a Darabona. So he told them, Darabona didn't answer Shemitah where you guys are going to be raked over the coals for it and collapse. So because of that, Mishum Arnona, you should go out and be able to pay your Arnona. So and then when that became the Tzak, Chazrul Omar Osefim Kishirim, that normal people that are being osek stam in the shviyas, that would be kosher. It's only if their intent is bedavka to do sechora, where they're indeed, they're being over, not in order to pay the arnona, but because they really are socharim. So if we now know them to be socharim, then they're pesulim. That's the pshat. So when it says, hayu korino tamos vish, it doesn't mean the same people. It means we used to call everyone pasul in the same way. Osfim, sochrim. Now, we view it as being just farmers, unless they really open up a store. Now, Reb Chiya Bar Zarnaki and Reb Shimon ben Yehotzadak were once on the road Avikaaze la'aber shana ba'asya. So we know ma'asim were because of the difficulties with the Romans that they were trying to prevent Kiddush HaKodesh. They used to have to leave the country to be Yosek in Kiddush HaKodesh. Now, Lamaisa Tosfos asks, I thought you're not allowed to be ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz. So it does suggest either it means la'aber, means to do the analysis for the Ibur. So they needed to have a large group of people that would be Osek in the math and in the social factors and so on from all over. And it's also possible, as others point out, that if you're not Meniach, someone that is that great, as great as you in Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter to be Ma'aber Chutz La'aretz. But we'll see that over here, that does not seem to be at all what happened, as we'll see in a moment. So they were going, let's assume, like Tosfos, they were going to be Mechashev, the Ibur. So on the road, they meet Reish Lakish. Now we know that Reish Lakish was an awfully tough character. And Reish Lakish decides, Itfil Ba'adai, you know what, I'm gonna join up, because I'd like to see some halacha lemaisa, how do they deal with the issues. So, I want to go see what they do. Okay. So anyway, they're walking along, and Chazia Lugavad Kakari, they see a guy who is now plowing his field. Amar Lehem, Kohen v'choresh. What's going on over here? Well, this guy's a Kohen. We'll see that he's Kohanim or Chashudim on Shvius, the Gemara says later. Because Kohanim assume we always deal with Kodesh. So it's meant for us anyway. So this is for the common folk, but Kohanim certainly are allowed to do what they want in Shvius. So they were Mako in Shvius. So Reish Lakish was Ki'ilu saying to them, boy, this guy must be a Kohen. Look at this. Openly being Koresh in Shvius, plowing. Omrulo, so they said to him, let's not jump to conclusions. Yocholomar agistonani betocho. The guy could say, this belongs to a goy, and I'm only a hired hand, and he holds that the dinners that a goy is, has the ability to be mafkia kedushat haaretz, and he's seimach an heter mechira. I mean, you can't all of a sudden jump to conclusions that this guy is necessary. Others learned the pshat is that he was saying he is a goy. Not jumping to the conclusion. Well, look at this guy. So is he, I know he's a Kohen, and look how he's acting. And therefore, since he's a Kohen, you cannot suggest that, maybe he's doing something bad. Because Kohanim are chashudim. And maybe you should put him at the chayim. And they answered, and they said, he could always tiny, he's not acting as a Kohen, because it's not his. He's just a hired hand, in which case he has a din of Yisrael, because he's not getting any profit out of it. So in that case, why should we be danim lekav chovah? Let's be danim lekav zechut. Okay, but in any event, Reish Lakish was very unhappy. All right, so two chazi l'agavar, then they came and they see another guy that's going around and he's being kasach becharmi. He's being zomer, he's cutting off branches in his vineyard. Amar lahem, so he says to them, look at this! This guy's a Kohen and he's being zomer. Amrulos, they said, well, Yechol Omar la'akel beit habad ani tzarech. I mean, just because you cut branches, it doesn't mean you're doing malach on Shvius. It could be that you're trying to cut some wood that you need. What are you going to do with little branches? Because they used to use little branches to surround the olives to allow them to heat up before they would put them there to be pressed. They would put them in a branched-like basket to be pressed to hold them together. So, in which case it doesn't have a din of Zemer. Zemer is only if you're doing it for the sake of the vine, not if you need the piece of wood. Huh? I'm sorry, if you want to talk, at least let me hear you. No, branches are not coats. Amar lahem, so Reish Lakish got fed up with them. What kind of liberal, what are you guys, a bunch of conservative rabbis over here? Halevi odea im la'akel im la'akalkalot. Give me this akel business. You know, it's a play on words. Akalkalot, we know what this guy's really doing. Cut it out. In his own heart he knows, and you should know too. So, wait, what was the order of events over here? Hi, Amar Lubereisha. Which one came first? I mean, the way you just said it, it's a little bit strange. Because then they could have said the same thing. Hi, Amar Lubereisha. Which one of these stories really came first? Because Ilema HaKamaita, the first one that we list here, is really the first one where he said he's a Kohen and he's Choresh. So then once there's the Agiston solution, you know, I mean, that's a solution that would apply to everything. So Hanami Lemru, they could say the same thing Agistonani, but what would be the point of his bringing it up again? I mean, he knows what they're going to say. It's got to be that the case of Kohen Vizomer came first, and then told them, what about this case of Kohen Vichoresh, where you can't say that the Karisha is in order to use for his olives? And then they had to answer the answer of Agistonani Betocho.
Why did he say that he's a Kohen? How is a Kohen relevant over here? Maishna Kohen. Ah, Kohen is Mishum Dechashiri Ashvias. We know it says in the Braita, the Tanya, Sa'at Truma, Shinaflala Meyasa In Shal Shavi'id, Ta'ale. Normally the halacha is Truma that falls into Chulin. So 1 to 100 is Mevata the Truma. Pachot Mikam, you take out the one Sa'at of Truma. But if it's Pachot Mikam, if it's less than 1 to 100, so then you're a Kevu, you have to let it rot. So we asked over there, what do you mean let it rot? There's a simple solution. Whenever we have a case like that, we give the whole thing a din of truma and sell it to Kohanim. So just because it's shvius instead of stam chulin, you can't sell it to Kohanim. You give it to the Kohen, halsin karenu l'kohen, bidumei truma, of course, not taking money for the soft truma that you're chayav anyway, you deduct that from the price. The armor of Pia Mishmei Dula, you know what you see from an amazing thing? You cannot give shvius to Kohen. What other explanation is there? So zot amerit nek shedu Kohanim ha-shvius. Therefore, it must be that he's a Kohen. He said that he was jumped. Either he's jumping to conclusions. Look at this. This guy is acting as a Kohen. By the way, Tosfos says, what do you mean sell it to Kohanim? I thought you're not allowed to sell Shvius. So Tosfos explains, when it says v'lo l'schorah, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to sell a little bit of Shvius. It means you can't treat it as schorah. You can't go into a shuk and open up a store and so on. But stam, if you happen to have more Shvius, but it's not that it's usur to take money for something that the guy is giving you. Okay, but in any event, either he jumped to conclusions, he's acting like a Kohen, or he's saying, I know he's a Kohen, therefore you can't be malam b'tzchus on him, because he really is undoubtedly being makel and shvius. Anyway, obviously, what would you say if you met a guy like Reish Lakish? Let's say the guy's a nut. He's going to drive you crazy. And that's the last thing you need, is to have a guy like this involved when you're sitting up there trying to deal with the inyanim of the Ibur Shana. He'll come and he'll start arguing and everything. We don't need this guy around. So when they arrive there, Amru Trodahu, this guy is a weirdo. So Kimatu Lahatam, they came. They went up to the roof and they took up the ladder so that Reish Lakish couldn't follow them up to the roof. They don't have time to deal with this Dracup. The Trud is a Dracup, basically. We call him a Dracup. So Sliko the Arga, the Igra, they went up to the roof, and Shafu the Darga Mitote, they brought up the ladder to the roof so that Reish Lakish couldn't come up to bother them. So that did it. Reish Lakish has now reached the conclusion that they are obviously Rishoyim, and they're all conservative rabbis. So he goes back to Rabbi Yochanan. He says to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand what's the matter over here. B'nei Adam ha-chashudim al-shvi'it, k'sherim ha-bershona. These guys are Rishoyim. They're choshen on shvi'is. They're going around assuming everybody's doing the right thing. And they're samech on the heter mechira. How can you allow people like this to be ma'aber the shana? Then he says to her, I understand why. I understand. It's that old story of the three shepherds, the shlosha ro'ei bakar. So the shlosha ro'ei bakar. We were total idiots. The Chachamim were talking, heard them talking, remember in the bar. And we had the question. I mean, they were all telling over, you know, Richard Zalmanak, you know, my grandmother told me this, my grandmother told me that. But then we said, it's not that the Chachamim relied on them. It's that the Chachamim said, oh, very nice that it worked out. Must be the same thing over here. These guys are a bunch of idiots. But it's not Chas v'Shalom that the Bezdin is relying on them. They're like the shepherd boys, you know, if they come out doing their math, they're the geeks. So the Mela, a conservative rabbi, if he's a geek, it tells you the math works out okay. It's also good smach, but we're not going to rely on them. So Lokashali, Midid Avi Ashlosha Ro'ei Bakar, he was really getting hot. Rabbonin Akush B'nayu Samuch, Lomaisa, the Rabbonin rely on their own cheshbon. Then he said, no, actually can't, that's not good enough. Hadarama Lodami. Because at least over there, Hodar Imnu Rabbanan Vibrula Ushata, they gathered together a Beit Din. But over here, they're relying on these people as part of the Beit Din. But these people are Rishayim. Now it's a Kesher Rishayim. And a Kesher Rishayim is not a kosher president. And it ain't a Minaminion. Amr Yochanan. And really, this is terrible. This is just terrible. You've gone overboard here. He knows he can't control Reish Lakish. He's saying, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so they hear about this whole conversation. This wasn't exactly in private. So, Kiyotah, the Kami, and Rabbi Yochanan. So Talmidei Chachamim come back to Rabbi Yochanan. Amrulei, they say to him, you didn't make anything. All you said was, this is bad news. Karlan Roe Bakar, you could have at least stood up for our dignity. Omar Lahun, so he said to them, listen, and if he would have called you Roe Tzom, what would I have said to him? People, it's, you know, this is, there's other Gemaras where people call each other Roe Tzom too. You know, relax, not the end of the world. He's a tough guy. He starts, what do you want to turn this into a major political issue? My Kesher Rishayim. When you say Kesher Rishayim, Eino Min HaMinyan Rishayim, the Maisa Kesher Rishayim, where we have the Makor and the Navi, is that at the time of Sancheriv, you will recall that there were two groups. There was Shevna, who was Al Habayit of Chizkiyo, and there was Chizkiyo. Shevna wanted to make peace with Sancheriv. You have this whole leftist movement over there, Shalom Afshal. They figured, you know, they'll let Sancheriv in, they'll burn down the Beit HaMikdash, but I'll, you know, leave the Jews alone. So they wanted to make peace. Chizkiyo was Semech that you have to be Semech on an ace. What can you do? Now, the truth was that Shevna was a much more popular rabbi than Chizkiyo was. So when Shevna would give a drasha, there would be 130,000 people would show up for the drasha, and that was his Beis HaMedrash. He had 130,000 talmidim, twice the rabbis. Chizkiyo only had a Beis HaMedrash of 110,000, 11 riba. So when Sancheriv came, so Shevna, who wanted to make peace, sent an SMS to Sancheriv. In those days, SMSs were sent by arrowheads. So he wrote a petek, attached it to an arrow, because cut off Shivna Pitka, shot a begira, and the contents of the SMS was Shevna Vesiato Hishulimu. We've already basically made peace, but we've got a problem with this Chizkiyo group, Chizkiyo Vesiato Lo Hishulimu. Where do we see a remez for this in the Navi? Because it says, Dovra Malach writes, Kinei Arashayim Yidurchun Keshet, Konenu Chitzam Al Yeter. Al Yeter means they have more. So they wrote the fact that they have the majority, they wrote it on the arrow. Of course, Yeter literally means the string that you pull back the arrow on to let it go. And they sent this out. So Chizkiyo was really afraid that the Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu may go along with them because they're the rove. So Avik Amistif and Chizkiyo, this was Briskrov compared himself to Chizkiyo, maybe they're the rove. So Amar Dilma Chas V'Sholom Natei Dai to the Kuchabricho Bazaruba. Maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu will go with the rove and paskin that the city will be given over to some care. Given the Ruba, Mimsuri, the Inunami Mimsuri will all be given over into the hands. But Navi Vamarlo, so came along now Yishayahu Navi, and told him, Lo Tamrun Kesher L'Kol Asher Yomara Amazek Kesher. Do not consider the groupings to be what humans or people think that he's greater. It's totally irrelevant. Klomar, Kesher Yishayahu, Kesher Yishayahu Min HaMinyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not makshiv that, to be Makasher himself to that minion. These are not people that he wants to be associated with. So you don't look just at the sheer numbers of the groups. Anyway, so Shevna, who wanted to be really himself king, obviously, when he was in doing all of this, he was being married against Chizkiyo. So Alach L'Chatzov Lo Kever B'Kivrei Beit David. He wanted to have a fancy kever together with the Kivrei Beit David, that he would be Nechsha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message to him, V'amar Lo. So he sends Yishayahu HaNavi to him to say to him, Malacha Po, Milacha Po, Kichatzavta Lo Po, Kever. A chutzpah, who do you have here? Who do you think you're part of this? Hinei Hashem. These are like psukim one after another, almost. So we're darshaning the various psukim. Hinei Hashem metaltelcha taltela gaver. Votcha to, God will be throwing you around the way a male is thrown around. What's that supposed to mean? Amar Rav, you see from here, to tula de gavra, koshi midi itata. For men to be torn out of their place, to go from place to place, is more difficult than for a woman. So you make a move, the woman always adapts more rapidly, takes care of things, and man has a harder time. And what's the meaning of atcha oto? That means, Amar Rav Yezmer Rav Chanina, Malamit Sheparcho Bo Tzara'at. This is a lashon of tzara'at. It means that you'll be wrapped up like an ovel. But that's where the Torah uses that lashon. So somebody has tzara'at, has to wrap himself up and put something across it, like the Yishmaelim. So that's a remez that he got tzara'at. This teaches us that he also had tzara'at. I continue on now the pasuk to say, Tzanof yitznafchatz neifa kadur. El Eretz Rechavat Yadayim Shama Tamut V'Shama Markevot Kvodecha Kolon Beit Adonecha. So what is that referring to? Tana, So the parsha just means that you're going to be now torn from place to place. And they'll drag you around. The army will drag you around like a piece of wood with them to bring you to a place very different than here. You'll be buried out there on the field somewhere. That's the great funeral that you're going to have because you were Derish Kolon Beit Adonech. Satano who Bikesh Kolon Beit Adonav. He was married against Hizkiyo and wanted Hizkiyo to be shown as being ashamed. And therefore there was the Gezerah on him that he should be shamed. And what happened to him? He planned to sneak out of the city, go out of Yerushalayim together with his 130,000 people to make peace. So after Gavriel, after Ladasha, ba'api misharaita, Gavriel came down to seal up the city so that nobody could leave it after he did. And he turns around, there's nobody with him. So he's facing Sanherib's army that he had made up to meet him. Amrulai, so they said to him, so where's the 130,000 men? Mishayata chayecha. I guess Adrubi, they must have had charata. They didn't show up. I don't know what happened. Amrulai, listen, Buster, this is not something to play games about. You're jumping, playing political games without having the backing. So they made a hole through his bone in the foot, and they tied him up to la'u b'zanvesusayim. They tied him up to their horses' tails, and then they started dragging him around. Vayumegarinato ala kotzim ala barkanim. Very popular among rednecks with trucks nowadays. So it's an old fashioned kind of punishment. Omar Rabbi Elazar Shevna was a Baal Hana'a. This guy was really into his own entertainments. Rashi says some say that this means he was homosexual. We'll see why we say that. Because he's called over here Ktivacha Leg Ba'el HaSochen. We know that Sochen is always a lotion of something sexual. Ktivata Matilo Sochenet, because Avishag HaShunamit is called the Sochenet, the comforting one. Comforting one always has sexual elements to it. So if we call them a Sochen, it's a rather strange thing to call. A male, as if we're calling it like a male prostitute kind of thing. Ki HaShatot Yehirasun. Tzadik ma pa'al. So this is what Hashem speaks after this, right? Lech ba'al ha-sochein hazeh, he tells Yishayahu, go to the sochein, go to Shevna Shal Abayit, and say to him, so what exactly do you think? This pasuk is from Tehillim, which is seen as a continuation of the idea of the throwing the message on the Rishaim, that they write the message. Ki hashatot yehirasun, tzadik ma pa'al. When the foundations get ruined, what is the point of the tzaddik doing anything? What is that supposed to mean? We have three pshatim, as we'll see. First, Rabbi Yehuda Ravina argued, we don't know which one said which, but Chad Amar, that this is a reference to Ilu Chizkiyahu v'Ziyato Neherasin, if the Shatot, the foundations, and that's Chizkiyahu and his group, are the real foundations of Jewish civilization at that point. If they will be Neherasin, so Tzadik Mapa'al, what will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzadik Shel Olam, what Sakhar could he be able to give to Tzadikim? He can't allow this to happen. The Beit HaMikdash, which is called HaShatot, and we'll see why we use these words for each one of these groups, the three approaches. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be able to achieve in the world? Tzadik Mapa'al. And Ula says, if the Machshavot of Oto Rasha Einan Neherasot, if Shevna's plans are not wrecked, so then Tzadik Mapa'al. So we think HaShatot Yehirasun, meaning the Shatot, the Machshavot of this Russia shall be destroyed. They have to be, and this is referring back to the pasuk before, because Harishaim Yidrachun Kashat. So which Rishaim? Hashatot. The Hashatot of this Russia that was Dorech the Keshet, if it's not going to be Nerasot, why does it have to be Nerasot? Tzadik Mapa'al? Then Tzadik Chizkiyo, what would he have achieved in life? So how could we allow the plans of this Russia to succeed? Now, I understand, we do find machshavot called shatot, because we see that by Paro, the lo shat libos. In other words, apparently, it says lo shat libo gam lazot by Paro. So apparently, when you have something deep in your heart that you take seriously, it's called shatiyah. So that's hashatot. So that makes sense. And if you learn like the Ban Yom, we don't know who that was, but one of them who said it's the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, we know, has the Evan HaShetia. So the Evan that was exposed, Bimot and Avihim HaRishonim, that was underneath the Oren HaBrit, so after it was, the Oren was hidden, so then they had the Evan HaShetia to relate to. So that was called the Evan HaShetia, and you understand why the Beit HaMikdash was called HaShatot. Because as the Gemara tells us elsewhere, the Evan HaShetia is the first, it's called Shatot, because the entire planet was originally accreted around, this was the first matter that accreted in planet Earth. Everything else accreted around it. And then in the movements over time, it was pushed up to the surface and was exposed in the Makom HaMikdash. Where the Gemara darshans that beautifully from a pasuk, in which it learns accretion from a pasuk, it's beautiful. Which it darshans regavot, different little pieces of earth, gathered together to form the planet. So this is the Yevan HaShetia, and it's reasonable that if you want to expose the ultimate taklis of the earth, so you expose it, it's in the Makom HaMikdash. So it's called the Shetia, and that's why they called it the Shetia. But why in the world would we call Chizkiyo the Shetia? So that if Chizkiyo would be Neheras, Tzadik Mapa'al, what would be the point? So Laban Yamar Chizkiyo V'Siyato, where do we find that Tzadikim are called Shittot? That's because it says, Ki LaHashem Mitzukei Aretz, Mitzukei Aretz Vayoshet Aleihem Tevel. So that means that the Mitzukei Aretz, the strong ones, those are Tzadikim. The earth is shut on them. Therefore, we view Chizkiyo himself, Chizkiyo rather himself, as being Hashatot. And we're asking it, Ki Hashatot Yerasun, if that would happen, Tzadik Mapa'al. Or there's another lashon, Vibatei Memiacha. He flee Eitza, he gdil Tushiya. So what's the pshat Tushiya? That's referring to the Torah. So the Tushiya, Omrib Khanan, what it's called Torah, Lamadik Rishma Tushiya. So one lashon is Lamadik Rishma Tushiya Mendeshim Mateshet Kochoshalada. It's a sense of weakness because people that are involved in learning are weakened physically. Dovaracha Tushiya is a lashon of chashai, shenitna bechashai, mipnei hasatan. So it's tushiyah, it's hidden. And this is the satan was mikatre against Moshe Rabbeinu, who's giving over. Also, this is a reference to Torah Shebiksav, because obviously Torah Shebalpeh, because obviously Torah Shebiksav was given over openly, so we call it that it was bechashai. Dovaracher, tushiyah, and this is what we're basing it on, is a combination, which is saying, look, dvarim shel tohu. Basically, what is the Torah? Nothing. There's nothing there. It's just words, right? So it would mean like you'll say, the world is based on mathematics. Well, it's ridiculous. What's mathematics? It's just ideas, right? So how do ideas end up turning into physical realities? That's the Pella. So here we have Dvarim Shel Tohu, and the Olam turns out to be Meshutat Aleihem. So put together the two words, Tohu Shat, Tushiya. So therefore, we're saying the other reason to call now the Tzadikim, those Tamir Chachomim, is a lashon of Meshutat. Omar Ula. What's amazing is that Machshava Mo'elet Afilo the Divrei Torah. Because the lashon of Tushiyah occurs elsewhere. Machshava, the approach that I always quote in Rashi is fantastic. Planning is extremely effective to destroy any possible result, even if the plans are for Divrei Torah. So in other words, the more plans you have, the more you get locked into the plan and are unable to really adapt. And therefore, it's going to end up being completely destructive. Even if your goal is to learn, it's going to end up being destructive. It's a beautiful approach. Another pshat is that makshava means da'agot. If you're worried about your parnosa, it'll ruin even your learning.
So it's according to Rashi,
makshavot mo'elet. Oh, so mo'elet means it really works. Boy, does it work. Screws everything. So this is Mefer Machshavot Arumim. So those who are wise have all kinds of plans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that those plans never work out. V'lo ta'asena yadeyem tushiyah. Their hands will not be successful in even creating tushiyah, which we just said was the Divrei Torah. So that's Ula's Raya. No, that one says you don't have to take your plans seriously. This says worse. It says the plans themselves are effective to make sure that they won't work. Omar Rabbah. Well, imasukim lishma, you know, if lamaisa it's really lishma, then in a moel. Shenemar rabot makshavot belev ish,
V'atzat Hashem itakum. What's the relationship to Rabot Machshavot B'Levi to Atzat Hashem? So the simple meaning is that man plans and God laughs. But, I mean, here the Pasuk is making a deeper connection. So that means if the Machshavot B'Levish, which are generally destructive, are consonant with the Atzat Hashem, then it won't be useful to destroy the Tushiyah. So then Atzat Hashem itakum. So it means an Etzash Yesh Badva Hashem, which means that it's Lishma itakum Leolam, even with your planning. Okay, continues on now, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Imatai bizvan she'en lo panas elohu. So when do we say Mesachik Bekubia is a problem? If that's his sole income. Omer Rabbi Abahu, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Halachaki Rabbi Yehuda, which of course is mashma that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, which is the way that Rami Bar Chometz said earlier, that he's not agreeing and explaining the Chachamim. So the way we said, it doesn't make sense to say halacha, because he's not arguing. But lemaisa, I mean, others say this is saying even if. They're saying this is the way it is, that's the fact. Whether you want to say it's an argument, but you're saying halacha lemaisa is this, the way Rabbi Yehuda put it. It's not to say necessarily that the Chachamim argue. The Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Elazar, kulam tzrichim achraza bebeitin. You should know that unless people know about it, you can't call them pasul. Because people are going to go around and they're going to use these guys as witnesses. And what? Then we're going to find out 20 years later that somebody's going to say that he was pasul. I mean, that's a disaster. So therefore, the Chachamim were betakein that unless there's a public announcement of this guy's pasul, so you can find out who's pasul. You can't say that he's pasul. Oh, we'll see. I was going to explain. So the Mela, you've got to have achraza. When it comes to the din of Ro'eh, where we said a Ro'eh is possible because he allows the animals to be Ro'eh b'stei acherim, so some say that that's possible, even without Achraza. Especially Manu Loboy Achraza. Look, remember we had before Amr Avin Amr Rab, Stam Ro'eh Pasul? That would be the meaning of Stam Ro'eh Pasul. I mean, everybody knows he's a Ro'eh. So once you know he's a Ro'eh, that's good for what it's saying. You don't need Achraza b'beitin. He's automatically nifsa. But if you learn that you do need achraza, so what's the meaning of stamro epasul? What's the problem? That means if Bedin knows that he's a ro'eh, there are machriz on him b'stama. That's all that it means. Now, there was a matana, davichatim yalei trein gazlanim. There were two people who were known to have stolen money. And they were signed as witnesses. Safer papa bashmolach shura. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to say the contract was valid because Bezdin had never been makriz on it. Dolo akrizin and alayit. Omele Rava, what, you think this means that even someone who's possible with the Raisa needs akraza? He's not a kosher witness. Omele Rava, ni'id be'ina akraza be'gazlan de Rabbanan. Be'gazlan de Raita, ni be'ina akraza. We think the Chachomim allowed you to use a possible witness with the Raita because of Takanat Ashok. The Rabbanan only were metakein that those things that they added, osifu aleihem, enochinami, but certainly not a issur that would have been already possibly right. And therefore, the gift is boto lavoto. There's no witnesses on this gift. The question is that
they've been found guilty of stealing.
No, they had stolen money, let's say, then signed on this contract. Now we come to Bezdin.
How do we know they stole money?
And we have witnesses that they stole earlier. So he wanted to be Maksha anyway, because only now is Bezdin publicizing that they're Nifsal. And the Rav Tainan, that's only true where the Psul was a Rabbanan Psul. So then the Rabbanan included in the Takana of their Psul, which are all the list of those Sifwa lands we had before, that they would be Pasul from the time of Achraza only, because otherwise, I mean, we have a disaster. Right? We could sign people, we'd think that they look very Kodesh, and it turns out that they're Gazlani. In those days, they didn't assume it went hand in hand. So this is how we pass it on. Omer Rav Nachman, Ochlei Davar Acher Psulim Le'idut. More than that, people who would be Mekabel Tzedakah from Goyim, not that he's over in the Duraita. So they go to eat in the Salvation Army. So they're considered to be also postulators because they're ready to sell their souls for money. You're ready to sell your souls for money, so you'll accept money to be an aid checker also. Why not? So therefore, they're postulators. But that's only if they go in the open to the church, to take them to the church soup kitchen.
Not if they do it in private, then it's disturbed by it. Even if it's in the open, they're not really possible unless they could have gotten money in private. And now they're mavazi nafshi b'fayas, they have no respect, self-respect. If Lamaitse would start, if they wouldn't go to the church kitchen and YMCA, so then what are they supposed to do? Then it's not considered to be mafia. Omer of Nafna, ha-chashud ala arayot kasher la'idut. Somebody who we don't know for a fact, it's very interesting, but this is how Tosis understands it. Because Tosis says, wait a minute, chashud ala arayot, if this means the nice guy who's sleeping, let's say, with somebody's wife, so why would that be any different than somebody who would eat nivelot, let's say, just for ta'ava? Or we said in the case of Ploni Ravani Leritzoni, he would be possible to do it if we believe him. Why would he be possible to do it? If you're saying being over on something that is not an issa that has to do with money doesn't possible you for Eidut. And we'll see, this is going to hold discussion later on as to whether it's only because we're worried about your saying Eidut Sheker that we're passing you for Eidut, or there's a Be'etzem soul for Eidut in doing other Isurim, which we'll talk about. The Gemara is going to have a big machlokas later. So Tosha says, Eina Finami, of course the guy would be possible.
How does Tanya, it's not really no dia.
Because if the issue is that you would take money to give Eidut Sheker, why wouldn't you take sex for Eidut Sheker? That's a very common way of getting people to do what you want, right? So if somebody wants to entice a witness to say over Eidut Sheker, they can give all kinds of things. It doesn't have to be money. It would be the same chashash. What it means is that you're open, basically, to being influenced. That's all. So it's enough to know how you're open to being influenced. So Tosi says over here, the whole discussion is only because we don't have witnesses. We only have a chashad. So Mimela, on that basis, the question is, why would we pass on? Okay, but as I said, there's other approaches here. Maybe Arayot is calling in the questions later on. So he said that if it's a chashad, it's kashleidus. Omer of Sheshes. Of Sheshes said to him, Oni Mori, please answer me, sir. Arba'im bekatpeva kasher. He's going to get malchus, according to Tosfos. This means on the chashad, which is a shmua that's not posekas, where the person doesn't have enemies in town, and stomp people are talking about him like this. So then, malkina shmua lotova. Lotova shmua, we learn that from Eilid. Right? So that's the, if that's the case, so why not possible for Eidus too? Does it make sense that he's getting Malkus Arboim, and you're going to say he's Kosher Eidus? If there's enough Chashash to give him Malkus Arboim, then there should be enough Chashash to possible for Eidut. Omar Rova, when Reb Nachman said he's Kosher Eidut, it meant he's Kosher Eidut for Stam Eidut that doesn't have any sexual issues for him. But Reb Nachman is certainly Moda, that if the guy wants to be made about a woman, he may have in mind maybe having that woman. So maybe he'll give testimony that she's divorced, when she really isn't divorced. How are we going to rely on him? So certainly, Meir and Nachman, I do the Shashu apostle. Omer of Inavi, Tamer of Papa, well, now wait a minute. That's not also so cut and dry. That's only La Fuka. That's to get her out of the Rishus of her husband, so that way he would be able to have her. But, I mean, if he's going to be made that such and such a woman is married to somebody else, so then why should we not accept his testimony just because he may be sexually vulnerable? So, la'aluyah letlanba. That's rather obvious, isn't it? Cheetah. That's not cheetah. Once the guy is turned on, maybe it's more fun to sleep with a married woman than it is with an unmarried woman. So maybe he wants to be made that she's married, so then he can enjoy her more. Yeah, exactly. Mayim genuvinyim takum. See, he would rather have Bezdin Aser, then it becomes. Yeah, of course, it's always exciting to do something that's illicit, you know. So, what's the difference? Fact is, now he's already risking things, you know. So it's much more exciting. Kamash Balan. People don't think that way. They'd rather have more access than more fun. So the common kaima hockey shikale. If she's not married, so then it's more available to him. No, that's a machlok. As I said, there's a machlokus later whether any iser will passel. If you are vulnerable to momar, so then you're vulnerable to any testimony from momar. If somebody wants somebody knocked off, he'll pay you money to testify that so and so murdered. That's the question, whether the issue over here is that they can be influenced. We're going to see later on in the Gemara whether it's any Isser that we're talking about or Dafka, the Pussel only in terms of Moman issues. And we're going to get to soon.
These guys were suspected in this area.
So either we can assume that any area will Pussel you, and the issue of here is that it's only a suspicion, or there's something unique about the openness to being influenced. And it's maybe not Nogay the Makhlok Slim, but that we'll see. We'll wait till we get to the Sugya over there. Vomer Reb Nachman, another big kiddush, that the din of being hustled for Edus because of your willingness to sell out for monetary issues is only where you don't have a valid rationale. If you can talk yourself into it, that what you're doing is okay, then you will not be given over to being able to say without rationalization an Edus Sheker. So therefore, a Ganav in Nisan, or a Ganav in Tishrei. So during Nisan now, you've got all the grain that's growing out there. In Tishrei, you've got all the fruits that are growing, the grapes and so on. Somebody who takes those fruits without permission is not called a Ganav. Now, I don't mean anybody. What I mean is, Hani Mili Ba'arisa, the Dover Muad, the Dover Shdingmer Malachta. I'm talking about, the guy is a sharecropper. Now, suppose he was a worker. If he's a worker, we're going to have rights to take it, right? Because that's the pasuk. If you're working in your friend's field, you can take from something that is Nigmar Malachta in the perot that you're working on. So this guy, an Oris, does not have rishus to do that because he's considered to be like the Bailim. He's a sharecropper. But he says to himself, but I'm also working, and it's a hot day, and I'm in Marach. If I was a stammer worker, I would have a right. It's mine anyway. So for sure I have a right. So over there he rationalizes that he has a right to take a couple of plump grapes and plop it into his mouth, right? So therefore he doesn't become nifsal. Whereas Ichrei de Rav Zvi, the one now who was working as a sharecropper of Rav Zvi, they had two of them. One of them, Chad Gun of Kabad Asari, one took one Kav of Sa'orim, and Rav Zvi passed them anyway. V'chad Gan v'kibura de'ahine, one of them took like a cluster of dates, one cluster of dates, and he passed them. So there is, he held that if you're willing to sell out, so you're near a rush of Chomos, so you'll sell out for anything. Hanu kaburoi, the kobernaf should be on the vision shalatzeret. There were these grave diggers who buried somebody on Yontav Rishon. So Lomaisa, that means they were willing to sell out the Isser of Yontav for being paid for burial. So Rav Papa heard about it, he put them into Cherem, and he passed them for Edus. Hashem Pino Rav Papa Sinu Edus. Rav Huna was Marshida. So Yaksharina, Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua. Said Rav Papa to him, how can you be Marshida? The Rishayim. And he held, no, Savri mitzvah ka'avde. They think they're burying the mate, so memela it's a mitzvah. What do you mean they think it's a mitzvah? I put them at the cherem. What do you mean they're a mitzvah? They know it's not a mitzvah. Oh, come a shamtino, we warned them. Nah, they figure, you know, it's like the Pope. He gives you a dispensation to do a mitzvah. You know, this is a very common practice. If you get enough kapora in advance, it's an actual Christian practice. If you get kapora in advance, you can do the chait afterwards. Seriously. So, okay, so you take, they have a name for it. I mean, what is it? It's advanced tshuva. No, there's a word. Yeah, anything on it. So it makes sense. So that's what they figure. So a kapora kafi rabbani. You know, the rabbis, they make you pay in advance, and then you can do your sins. So, so even though there's an element of sin that's involved, but since it's a mitzvah, so the rabbis decided to let us do the sin if we pay up in advance, and then that way everything's good. So then we're makapra on the kilayanta, and we end up doing a mitzvah, and everything's hunky-dory. So therefore, that's also a rationalization. And wherever there's a rationalization, then we can't pass on for witnesses, because that means they're not going to be willing to sell out to do something that's obviously wrong.
What did they do first?
It's amazing. Apparently they did it again. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. They were shenim. They used to do this. It wasn't a one-time thing. And he was machshin them later when such an event happened. Omar Rabbi Shimon, b'tchila you calling out os feish v'id. My kamar minoka kamar. B'tchila you omrim os feish v'id k'shirim zacharim psulim. Mishrabu mamtziyeh ma'ot laniyim v'yazlo aniyeh v'az filu v'maitu. Chazu lomar echad zeh v'echad zeh psulim. Kosher b'nei rechavah, mishrabu ha'nasim, mishrabu ha'tagarim miboyle. Ela b'tchila hayu omrim echad zeh v'echad zeh psulim, mishrabu ha'nasim, umay ninu arnona. Kinemachiz rabyanai poku v'zaru b'shvi'it b'shum arnona. Chazu lomar osim k'shirim b'socharim psulim.
Rubchia Bar Zarniki, Rub Shimon Bar Yehud Tzadok, Havei Ka'azil Aber Shana Ba'azio, Pagabu Reish Lokish, Itfu Ba'adai, Umre Ezeel, Yechazi Yechi Avdi Uvda. Chazil, Hu Gavide Kokoriv, Omar Lehem, Kohen V'choreish, Omre Lo, Yocholom Argistan, Ani Betucho. Tu Chazil, Hu Gavide, Avi Kosach Becharmi, Omar Lehem, Kohen V'zomer, Omre Lo, Yocholom Arlakel, Betabada, Vitzarech. Omar Lehem, Alev Yodeo, Im Lakel, Im Lakel, Kalot, היום עלו ברשע, אילי מוקם היית אומר ברשע, אינם אילי מרגיסטן אני בתוכה. אלא מלא ברשע, ואלא מלאו, מה של כהן, משום תחשיד יש שביעית, תתניה. שעת תרומה שנפלה למי הסעין של שביעית, תעלה פחות מכאן ירקבו, והבין אמר, מה ירקבו? אם בחרון לכהן בדמי תרומה, חוץ בדמי אותה שעה. ואמר רבחי המשמי דאולה, זאת אומרת, נחשדו כהנים השביעית, Omro Vaismer, what a drake up trotto then. Kimatalata psychical eager to put a dark me to. Otto the Kamin de Biochan, Romalai Beneadama, Hashidimala Shvik, Shemla Bershana. Otto Roma, I understand. Lokashvi media, Davia Shoshore Boker. Rabona, Nakushbenaya Somo. Otto Roma, oh, no, wait a minute, Lodami. Otto Mother under Rabona Via Brulo Shato, Kashra Shoimo. Be Kashra Shaim and Omina Minya. Omro Biochan Vaismer. Gyodel, come into Rabbi Yochanan, Amalu, Amrule, I don't get it. You allowed him to be Karlan Roy Bokamlo, Amalu, 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 what was I supposed to do? He called a Roy, it's on my minole. My Keshur Shaim, Shevna, Havidosh, Betlai Servata, Chiski, Havidosh, Bechat Servata, Gyodel, and Chervitz, Allah, the Yerushalayim, Kotav Shivna, Pat, Pitka, Shada Begira, Shevna, Vesiato, Ishlimo, Chiski, Vesiato, Lo, Ishlimo. שנאמר כי הנה הרשעים ידרכון קשת כוננו חיצם היתר. אבי קומיסט וחזקיה, אומר דימה חס ושלום, נתה דייתה דקות שבריחו באותה רובה, כיוון דרובה, ממסרי נונמי, ממסרי בנובי, ואומר לו, לא תמרון קשר לכל אשר יאמר העם הזה קשר. כלומר, קשר שעים הוא וקשר שעים אינו מן המניין. הלך לחצוב לו קבר, בקברי בית דוד, בנובי, ואומר לו, מה לך פה? מי לך פה? כי חצבת לך פה קבר. הנה השם מטלת לך, טלת לגבר. אמר רבי, ספר מי אותו לגבר, זכר שמידית אתה. ואותך אתו, אמר רבי יוסף בכלים, אלא משפור לך בצרת. תיבחה ואותך אתו, וכתיבת המאספה מיעטה. צנופי, צנחה, צנפה, כדור, אל ארץ וחוות ידיים, תנאו, ביקש קלון. בית אדון אהב, לפי הנפח, כבודו לקלון. כי אבי נפק, אתה, איהו, אתה, גברי, הלכתי לדעת שבא פי מה שראית. So he comes out alone. Omru. Omrulei, what happened to my shirtech echa? Makinere hadrube. Omrulei, imkena chuchi komachayachtuban. Bakvu bakeva vetalauhu bizanavesi seyem. Vimigarino to akotsim yala balkanin. Omrabi alazer shevna ba'ala na'a yaktivacha. Lech ba'ala sochina zeh. Uktivatam. Vatihilo sochenet. כי השתות יהיה רסון צדיק מהפעל. רבי יהודה ורבין, אחד אמר, אילו חזקיהו וסיעתו נרסים, צדיק מהפעל. אחד אמר, אילו בית המקדש ירס, צדיק מהפעל. ואולו אמר, אילו מחשבותיו של אותו ראשי אינן נרסות, צדיק מהפעל. זה בשלמה היינו דכתיב. למה אני אומר, אילו מחשבותיו של אותו רשע, זה היינו דכתיב, כי השתות יהיה רסון. למה אני אומר, בית המקדש נעמי, לצען אבן השתייה הייתה, שם ימות ומים ראשון, שתייה הייתי נקראת. אלא למה אני אומר, חזקיה וסייעתו, איך יש כאן צדיק כדיק ושתות? תכתיב כי להשם מצוקי אורץ, וישת עליהם תבל, ויבוא את אימא מייחה. יפלי יצא יגדיר תושייה. אומר רב חנה, למה נקרא שמה שפטור התושייה? וזה שימטש את כוחו של אדם. דבר אחר, תושייה שנהנדה בחשי, מבני השטן. דבר אחר, תושייה דברים של תוהו, שעולה משוטט עליהם. אמרו לה, מחשבה מועלת, אפילו דברי תורה, השם מפר מחשבות הרומים, ולא תעשני ידיהם תושייה. אמר רבא, וואל, אם עסוקים לשמע, אין המועלת. שנאמר, רבות מחשבות בלביש, ועצת השם יתקום. עצה שיש בדבר השם, יתקום לעולם. אומר רבי יהודה, אם אתה אומר רבי אבו, אומר רבי אלעזר, הלך לקרוא רבי יהודה. ואומר רבי אבו, אומר רבי אלעזר, כולם צריכים הכרזה בבית דין. רואה פליגי ברבע אחרווינו, חנם רבוי אחרזה וחנם לא בוי אחרזה, בשלום למדים לא בוי אחרזה. היינו דיום רבי יהודה מרב, סתם רואה פסוק.
האם התנא דבחתימי על היתרים גזלנים, סבר רב פאפה בר שמואל להכשורה? דלא אכרזינא ללאי, אמר אלי רב, נהי דבהינן להכרזה בגזל דרבנן, בגזל דאורייתא מבהינן להכרזה. אומר רב נחמן, אוכלי דבר אחר פסול מיידו, דעני מילו בפרהסיה, וצינא לו, פרהסיה נמי לארמן, דאף שלא ילצינא בצינא וכמובזי נפשרה בפרהסיה, אבל לא אף שלא יחיותיהו. אומר רב נחמן החשוד על העריות כאשר לעדות, אומר רב ששת אני מורי, ארבעים בקטבי וכושר. אומר רב המידע רב נחמן לעניין עדות אישה שהוא פסול, אומר רבין אבי תמר רב פאפה, לא אמר אלא להפוקה, אבל לא יהיו אלא לדלם בפשיטה, הענצו פושט. מה עוד אתם עדיף עלי דכתי מים גנובים עם טקו? כמה שמולן דבן עלי הזדקם וקיים האח ישליך עליהם. אומר רב נחמן, גנב ניסן, גנב תישן, לא שמי גנב, referring to a specific case, v'anami l'ba'arisa, v'davra mu'at, dover shingmar malachta. Yichrei, the Rav Zvi'id. Chad ganav kabad asari upasle, v'chad ganav kibur dayinei upasle. Anu kavuroi, the governor shah, b'yom tavrishin shal atzer, sham tirum of popo pasinul yedus. Comes along Ravuna, b'reidah of Yerushua, and his vachshuinu. Omer lech popo v'arishayim nino. They figure it's a mitzvah kav, v'akabashantinu lo. Sorry, Kapora, Kadi, Rabbana. Itmar.